Hey there, and welcome to another episode of 4 Day Weekends. Today, I am extra excited to have a friend, a colleague, someone who I coached with, Jennifer Arezio, to talk about all the soul language.
13 leaks in conscious gardening.
Excellent. Let me tell you about Jennifer. So, she is the founder of Soul Language, a paradigm that puts tangibility to soul so a conscious connection can be established to enable crystal clear decisions for success. Jennifer is also a master intuitive and the author of two best-selling books. Currently, she has trained over 30 practitioners worldwide in soul language, and there are over 5,000 individuals all over the world connecting to their soul language. I just love that. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just as a personal experience, I worked with her. I guess it's been about 3 years ago we did it.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine when I was just starting to have these inklings that there was something more for me than the online courses and all of that. It was this thing waiting to be birthed. We came up with this word, and it was this really weird word. And I saw it the other day, and it just brought me right back because I feel like I'm finally at the place to bring about to birth.
Your soul is designed to observe and bring in the energy of soul into everything you do, and you help others do that as well.
Yeah, and I feel like finally my business is ready to catch up.
It takes time and it takes evolution, and sometimes our humanness just needs to catch up with what our soul is saying, and there's no shade in that, right? Like, it's all going to work out in the end. And so it's really about you and me and everyone feeling closer to whatever they call their higher power. And some days we're great at that. Sometimes we suck at that. And some days we're like, okay, I'm in alignment with what I'm doing now. And I heard what my soul said, but I'm not there yet. And that's really okay.
It is a journey that we are all on, and sometimes it's one step forward, two steps back, or five steps forward, two steps back. Unfortunately, it's just not this linear line where we just march down the path. Usually, at least for me, that's the way it hasn't been. It hasn't definitely hasn't been that way. There's lots of twists and turns and obstacles, and it's like that chutes and ladders, right? You slide back down, and then you got to climb back up again. Let's jump into what we're going to talk about with this, like manifesting and kind of energy and all of that, because you have so much to talk about, I know.
Thank you. I didn't talk until I was two. I could, but I didn't. And I haven't really stopped talking since.
I think that probably also goes for me. I don't know when I started talking, but I do like to talk. The gift of the gab.
But you also like to listen, and that's the key, right? That's the lovely balance of who you are.
I have to work at listening.
But an active listener, we all have to work at being an active listener, right? Like, it's a human condition. But as an observer, that's one of your soul languages, you just observe. So it's like all this stuff is coming at you. So you're like, yeah, I know what you're saying, but that's not really what's happening. So can we just talk about what's happening? Because I'm getting annoyed that you keep talking about what's not happening, right? Like, I get that.
Yeah, I get it. And as I've learned more about myself and studied more, that makes so much sense that I am taking in. I remember thinking when people were started talking about I'm an empath and all this, I'm like, I don't really think of myself as an empath. And maybe that's a different word because I don't feel like I take on other people's emotions. And I feel like I could, I don't know, maybe I just have a filter or something where I'm bringing in the energy and I'm able to filter that out and not hang on to
Yeah,
so
a
much
conscious empath is not supposed to hang on to people's emotions.
of
A conscious, and it creates an energy leak to segue, like that's using your talents inappropriately.
that.
And so what you're doing is you're ingesting that information instead of going, oh, okay, I know what's mine. I know what's theirs. Now I know what they're feeling, but I'm not going to make it my own. When I was much younger, I would go into a casino. And I would play like five slot machines all at the same time. And I was like, what is happening? And it was because I was just like,
Are
yeah, scooping up all of that energy. And I didn't know how to use my talents correctly. So I was using my own power inappropriately. And when you do that in business, it creates a nice little energy leak. And people are like, why am I so tired? Or why do I attract clients that are just so clingy and don't have boundaries? Because you have an energy leak.
I think people don't realize the what it takes. And for me, I do identify as a projector. I know you're not into human design a whole lot, but if I have back to, I have a big day today because I had to move things because I'm going on that retreat tomorrow. So I had to stack my days, but I just, after 4 or 5 hours on Zooms, I just have to get outside and take a walk and I just have to clear. And maybe this will work into what we're saying. I was like, what is it? I can't even sit here one more minute. I have to get outside. And when it's raining or something, I don't know what to do with myself. I just stand in the garage. It's like, I need to move and I need to get it out. And I maybe there is some residuals after having all of it. It's like the only way I know to do it is to just get out and walk and move, or maybe get in the garden or do something to
So if
release
I
it.
was in charge of you, Donna, what
Yes.
I would say is after each client, you clear your energy. You set your intention. It takes 15 seconds. That way, you're creating this whoosh so you can be more present and you're not being bombarded. As an observer, sometimes observers go outside of their body to collect information instead of letting it come to them. So that's another thing that could be happening. And you also have warrior energy. So warriors need to move to shift their energy as well. People all my life like, you should meditate. And I'm like, yeah, it's not. You got to quiet your mind. I was like, it's not the mind. I go, it's actually my body needs to move to shift my energy. And the moment I accepted that, I was like, oh, all I have to do is go like this and I'm good. I shook everyone. You can't see me, right? And it's really important about understanding your own energetics and how to use them so you can utilize them to the fullest. And most of us think we have agency over our energy, but we really don't because there are all these little sneaky, hitty traps that we're just not focused on.
A couple years ago, I read this book called 5 AM Club.
Oh no, but that sounds fun.
It wasn't because I'm the person that's going to get up. I was more like the 6 AM or the 6:30 AM club. I could not get up at 5 AM. I'm more like a circadian rhythm person. So even in the summer, it's not light, I can't get up. But what they were talking about is this power hour of 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of meditation, and 20 minutes of reading something or whatever. And they had suggested to do, you would think do the meditation first and then go work out. I could never do it. But when I did the walking or the working out first and then did something to read or listen to something, then do the meditation, it worked for me. So that's just interesting. I had to get the wiggles out. It's like making your kids run around. I used to make my kids when I homeschooled them run around the house a little bit and
I
then
love that.
sit down and do homeschool.
I love that. Yeah, it tends to be that people try to force themselves into this box and they're not really listening to their soul, their body, their metaphysical support team. And what they're doing is they're going externally to get the answers instead of turning inward. There's a couple energy leaks. There's how you feel about yourself, which is like your empath skills and your talents, how you feel about your business. Some of us make war with our business. We're warriors in general, so we're making war with everything. How you feel about money, which is a huge one. And that usually shows up with people where they're putting themselves on the D list. They discount themselves, they devalue themselves, they discredit themselves. I remember when I first started. I was on this phone call with this woman and we were discussing things. I was like, oh, you know who you should work with? You should work with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, I don't think you understand. I would like to work with you. And I'm like, oh, totally missed it. Oh, okay.
You're trying to farm them off on
Right.
someone else.
I'm like, oh, she's like, I really appreciate that you're generous, but I've been asking to work with, it just went over my head. And when people don't contain their energy leaks, it's like a water leak, right? It slowly drips. And then before you know it, you have wood rot. And before you know it, you have the termites. And before you know it, you're like, oh my God,
To replace the whole side of your
right,
house.
the porch just fell off the house. So having just a little awareness allows you to pause and close that gap. And you close that gap by tuning in. And the question for the disvaluing or discrediting yourself is, okay, why do I feel not enough here? And how can my soul remind me that I'm enough? And then you take action from the enoughness versus the separation or scarcity.
I love this so much. I just did this podcast yesterday. It was about time and energy. It's the new currency in the new earth. We're moving toward that. And it was this whole thing about I'm all about time. So there's no problems with that. And what I realized that I was doing, but wasn't calling it that, was protecting your energy with boundaries and making decisions and sticking with it instead of spinning out. I have a lot of things that I was calling other things, but when I looked at it, I was like, it is, and they go hand in hand. For me, they do, because it's, oh, if you're protecting your energy, you have, you're filled, right? You're feeling good. And so things get done faster, more efficient, or you don't have to redo it all because that was a piece of crap or something. Because if you were so exhausted and like you're saying, the porch had fallen off. And so you're trying to coach or be a parent or be a spouse or do anything. But I know we're talking about business. So anything you're trying to do, it's going to not be your best. And so that's not great. And eventually, like we said, the health issues can come into it. And eventually, it'll just keep going until something happens.
Before we started recording, you were talking about getting a lot done, right? You're like me, you can get done more in 15 minutes than most people do all day long. That has huge benefits, and we've received from those huge benefits, but it doesn't give us a lot of space for deeper listening, deeper connection, and going, my head thinks I should do all this. Soul, what should I really be doing right now? And when you do that, it allows the universe to move all the universal goo in your direction. So I'll give you a perfect example. I write out my to-do list every day, and then I tune in with my team, which is my metaphysical team, and I go, okay, what's the first thing I do? And for me, it highlights, and I go do that. But before I do that, I ask the question, what do I have to be in order to do that? So one day I was doing this, and this woman's name popped in my head. And they're like, my team was like, call her. And I was like, I don't know her. Like, literally, her name came up on Facebook. I don't know her. I'm not gonna
Yeah,
call
I'm
her.
gonna call some stranger.
Oh, I called her.
You
And I
did?
was, oh, yeah. I was like, hey, my name's Jennifer Uzo, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, you're kidding. I was like, no, my name's Jennifer Uzo. I work with Soul Language. Blah. She goes, my friend just told me to call you. Yeah. And I
Wow.
was like, oh, okay, I'm hooked. Once you get the hits, oh, that's how the dots work. And so
I
often
love
people.
the fact that you listened, because how many of us, I would have been like, I'll go stalk her on Instagram for a while. I might slip and make a comment in the DMs. I would never just pick up the phone and call someone. I know you work with your team and I love that. And I was just saying to myself the other day, why am I not doing this every morning? Now, I feel like sometimes it's our own sabotage getting in the way. All I have to do is sit here and I know it comes to me so quickly. So there's no reason why. I don't have a hard time really. And it's like, why don't I listen? I love the fact that you listen and I'm sure it turned into something great or will
It
turn
did, as she signed up as a client. Like I,
into
she's my
okay.
friend's been talking about you. She tells me I should call you, so let's do it. I was like, oh, okay. I
I
have
love that.
practiced
That's the way I
that.
want to get clients. And that's the way I want
Exactly.
everyone to get clients.
And that's about doing the internal and external actions. That's called conscious gardening. Every external action, there's an internal. And if you want an external thing, you have to do an internal. And sometimes it happens like the chicken and the egg. You don't know which one's happening. But I also have enough evidence when I haven't listened that has caused me really a crappy day or pain. Like the time I was in the airport and my wallet was on the counter, it was blinking at me in my head. And I was like, I can't focus on what you want now. I got to get through the airport security. Like, I'm not going to pay attention to your little wallet while you're blinking at me.
You get like an actual light that you
Yeah,
see.
it actually blinks. So I went through airport security and I'm passing the water dispenser and the water's blinking. And I was like, I have water. I'm not going to buy you a little water. And it's blinking. I was like, fine. So I go into my bag to get my wallet and it's out on the counter because I forgot to take it.
Oh my gosh.
And here's the thing, the woman, when I went back, everything was there. She's like, "Have you not heard us calling you on the loudspeaker?" I was like, "No."
Oh.
So when we are in fear and doubt or shame or whatever, the loudspeaker of God can come on and you're like, "Yeah, I'm not paying attention to you."
Yeah.
It, right? You have to take practice in it. And when people are just starting out or they want to expand that muscle, utilize it on things that you don't have an attachment with.
Yeah.
Because if you're using it like, "Oh my God, I need a new client," but you're gonna freak out.
Yeah. Never
So
gonna happen.
use it on little tiny things to build up this muscle of trust. So then when you're ready to move into kind of the big leagues, you have this good foundation. What happens in business and energy leaks, there's two things. They're either doing because they think that's gonna make everything happen, or they're sitting there going, waiting for the golden ticket to come down and the
Oh,
angels, right? The angels to
sweetie, the
sing or
money's coming into
yeah.
my bank account.
Both of those are not good. They don't work. You can make them work for a time, but it gets exhausting.
Yeah, I've done both. I have had the pendulum swing in both directions, right? I'm like, oh, I'm just pushing too hard. I'm just going to go over here,
It's
manifest
a
some stuff.
right. It's about a dance, right? And it's about utilizing your energy appropriately. So if you know your big hot button or limiting belief is around money, right? And during your quiet time, that's what you should be asking God about. Hey, God, what's my thing around money? And how do I get to solve it? Or universe, tree, Bob, cupcake, whatever you call that. And what energy am I holding on to that's repeating the pattern over and over again? Because money doesn't have free will. It operates on your will.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that sometimes, does
Of course not.
it?
But that's often for me when I make something the source of me versus source. So if I make this next client the source of me,
Yeah.
it's never going to go. Periodically, okay. I know I can feel this client's going to sign up because I know she needs me, and it never happens. And then I talk to someone else and they're like, "Oh, I want to blah, blah, blah." And I'm
Yeah.
like, okay,
Oh.
didn't see that coming.
It does seem like that is the way it works.
Right?
The
Because
person that
we're.
you've had five calls with is not signing up. And then the person who just DMs me, can we jump on the phone? I think I want to work with you.
Because it's supposed to be easy. And the first one is
Yeah.
force, the second one is power.
Flow, power, yeah.
So if you have agency over your own power, over your own energy, you get to direct it consciously, not force it, not demand it, not create a to-do list so much that you feel like, "Yeah, I'm getting everything done."
Yeah.
And those things that are getting pushed off of one to-do list to another, those are the things that people should look at. Why do you not resonate with those? Are someone telling you to do? Should those be outsourced? Those are all little tiny energy leaks that can be closed.
I love what you're saying because I know when I push something like three times, I'm like, okay, do I actually need to do this right today? No.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you when you were saying, don't do the big thing, which for a lot of us is fun. What are some little things we could do? Or what are some little things we could, I guess it is manifesting, it's bringing it into being. I did this one time. I just picked something random. Like, I really need a pedicure. I thought for a while, I just was like, I had a little note, my little shower note in the shower every, and I was like, manicure, nothing happened, nothing happened. I was like, okay, I guess I wasn't meant to get a manicure or whatever. And then it was just like the next week, my daughter's, I have a free thing for a manicure. There is something to this. Pushing, or it's so important. I made it like the money thing. Like, I gotta get
You
the
made
manager.
it a life and death situation. You made
Okay.
it like, "Oh my God, if I get this,
Yeah,
I'm
done.
gonna see powerful," right?
Yeah.
Like, you're
Then I
powerful
can
no
go get
matter.
the clients and the money.
Right.
I get the
Right.
manicure. Yeah.
So often, I think people are trying to manifest the little and not the big. And so when I say to a client, okay, one of the things I do in networking, I say, "Okay, how can I support you? How can I grow your business? And please do not say, I need more clients." Because we all need more clients, and that's not going to grow your business because that's focusing on the little, right?
It seems
So
big, though.
it seems big, but if you had more clients, if you had a successful business, what does that
What
allow you to
do
be? Because that's what you want to manifest, first of all, in your body. And then for me, it's always freedom, right? So you activate freedom, and I'll teach everyone how to do that in a second. And then you go, okay, is this thing resonate with freedom for me? Because if it doesn't, I'm not going to do it or shift my energy to allow it to.
Right, because money is just money, but that's not really what we want. We want to use the money in some way. So what is the thing that comes after the money?
So in order to activate, like I call that your biggest desire, the thing that you want to declare the most, we use our body to do that, and we call that divine intelligence, right? Your body doesn't have free will. It's your mind and heart that does. If everything's in working order and you ask your body to raise its hand, it will comply. It won't say, you know what, Jen, I could, but I don't want to today. Get back to me tomorrow. It doesn't have that capability. So when we use our body
Irresponsible.
to activate something, it will put us exactly where we want to go, how we want to go, unless we resist it. And you could do it with safety, freedom, joy, whatever. Divine intelligence, activate whatever you want to activate. So here's the thing. If you're in shame and fear, and you want to activate love, which is a huge energetic leap, you can't. I'm not being limited. It's actually not fair to your body to make that big leap. It's just not. So if you're in the fear, shame, anxiety, you want to activate neutrality first. And to activate the consciousness of neutrality, you activate trust. Because trust is an active participation. And most people think, I just want to be in trust, which is, I just want to have my eye color be blue. Like, you have to actually choose it. And that's how you solve all your energy leaks. It's about what you're choosing.
Yeah, of course. You have to make the decisions.
Because we have free will. Sometimes I wish we didn't, but we do.
I don't know how weird that would be if we didn't, but
And
and
we'd just be all robots. We'd be all like,
yeah,
hey.
or unless if your soul could just guide you and you would just go, but again, it wouldn't be us. Otherwise, why would we be here?
Exactly.
We could just go back to source and be like, okay, but yeah. Yeah, I guess it's the journey, right? Again, we're going to come back to the journey of the mistakes we make and the lessons we learn. And even if sometimes our higher self is banging us over the head, not this again. Okay. You said you were going to lead us through an exercise?
So if you tune in, Donna, what is that feeling that you want to feel most in the world?
Like today or just all the time?
All the time. Let's go big. All the time.
Okay, what do I want to feel? I think joy.
Okay, perfect. You want your feet on the ground.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to get on my bus. So just close your eyes and just allow your body to do what it naturally wants to do. So you can silently repeat this in your head. Divine intelligence, I am willing and able to activate and experience joy now. What did you notice, Donna?
I didn't feel much of anything. It was very neutral.
Are you in joy already?
I don't know. I'm happy to be talking to you at the moment. It's very joyful.
Yeah, so you
Maybe.
might already be in
I am
joy,
already there.
right?
Yeah.
So next time you're feeling icky and sticky,
Okay.
that's the jump you want to make.
And sticky. Yeah.
Yeah, meaning you feel like you don't know what's wrong. You might feel not enough, like you're not in your flow. We never know when we're in our flow. We just know when we're out of flow,
Yeah.
right? And so the goal is to keep moving back into flow. Because that means you're operating from wholeness and completeness.
So if I had said I feel this in my chest or something, is that what I was supposed to say
Now,
for example purposes?
so normally that could people feel a settling. They feel you smiled a little, right? There's a little uplifting or more opening. I always activate freedom. First, if I'm not in neutrality, I go to neutrality and then I activate freedom. For me, when I feel free, it's a very visceral thing. It feels like a memory going from LA to Santa Barbara with my friend Erin in a convertible. The sun is shining. That it's just the best feeling in the world. It just feels woo. And I activate that up a million times a day. There's a dance, right? And especially when I'm actually actively creating, meaning focusing on manifestation, where I'm manifesting all the time, right? But you have to actually dedicate time to manifest what you want, not just with the doing, but with the being as well.
Yeah. I love that you said you activate freedom like many times a day. 'Cause I would be like, oh, well, I activated that for the
I would love that it would just like click and stick, but it
Yeah.
doesn't work that way.
Be able to go
Sometimes,
through how many emotions during the day. It may start off great, and then it may be like, oh, I didn't like that call I just had, or I got an email, or my husband just told me something, and I'm like, crap.
or the dog barked and shake like every time the
Yeah.
dog barks, like I twitch. Or sometimes my job, I hear a lot of personal horror stories like that can stay with you sometimes. And you have to clear your energy and then you have to shift back. And I think sometimes people have a hard time clearing the energy because they have that thing in common with that person, right? And so, if especially coaches, if you're in a call and we teach, right, what we want to experience more of. So, if you're on a call and your client has not enough and you are have not enough in you, you might get off that call, clear your energy, and be like, I still feel icky and sticky because you're not enough. It's like a beach ball, you keep bouncing it back and forth. So, you have to move your own not enough too to shift into something bigger.
It's interesting. I never really thought about the energy doing that constantly. I guess like intentionally, consciously thinking about shifting the energy. People say, shift your energy, raise your vibration. And yeah, I get that. Like I'll go put on a fun song or I'll go outside in the garden. But I never thought about it as this dance. And I love that you use that word because in my head, war came in. That's not it. Get out of your energy. It is a dance.
Spoken like a true warrior, right? Yeah,
Exactly.
I
It is a dance, right? Sometimes you're going this way, then you're twisting around. If you think about it, I guess if you think about energy as your partner, right? If you're dancing, he takes the lead or she takes the lead, and then you take the lead or he spins, you spin, whatever. And it is an interesting thing to think about. It also feels a little heavy. Do I have to do this all day? I don't know.
Yes, but you get more of a rhythm. It becomes more of a habit versus actually having to be aware all the time. Most people go out in nature to shift because nature, it doesn't have free will. It vibrates at enoughness and at divinity all the time. And so it's easier to go up in energy than down.
No.
We always just go down because it's what we're used to. But right, if you stand in trees and you just get be forest bathed, you're just naturally going to go up because that's where you want to go. And there's no free will there with the tree. The tree doesn't decide that it's not
Oh, you
divine.
had me yesterday. I don't need it.
And so you just relax, you don't resist that.
Yeah. So what, thus why I want to get outside as soon as possible every time I need to shift, which I guess isn't always feasible because sometimes I do have calls pretty back to back, or I got this long networking and I've just talked to so many people, I just have to go sometimes.
It's also about bringing the trees to you,
Yeah, I like your idea
right?
of being able to just go, what can I do? I think it's also the awareness of it, like you said, instead of waiting till the end of the day when I'm about to explode with it, to take the pause in between and not let that build up. I didn't really realize that's what was happening, though. So I guess that's the thing, like understanding. And it was really one of the things that I had on my list to go sit with. Why do I keep having this feeling of I have to just get out? So check mark, that's one thing I don't have to talk about on my personal retreat, but maybe working with some ways to foster that, to come back to that. I know we could just keep talking all day because I love to talk to you about all this stuff.
Thank you.
Do you have anything coming up that I could highlight on this podcast?
I think the best way is for people to experience soul language,
Yeah.
which a discovery session, which you can locate it on the site at soullanguage.us. That's the best way. I always have some master classes going on, but again, I conscious garden. So like I tune in and I'm like, oh yeah, let's teach that, or no, let's not. Let's take that off the schedule. So I think that's the best way. And I answer my own email. I pick up my own phone. Please don't call me at 12:30 at night because you will get my high squeaky voice. And yeah, and if people have questions, it's It saddens me when people have a question and they're afraid to ask it, or they think it's too outlandish, or people are going to think I'm crazy. There's a lot that goes on with understanding your own energy and metaphysics. And feel free to ask a question at any time. Just email me.
That's so great. Is there any last tips or anything you want to leave?
Yeah,
Include?
I want people to remember they're whole and complete. And so, if you want to start really conscious gardening or consciously manifesting, you can ask yourself, if I knew I was whole and complete, what would I say? What would I be? What would I do here?
Just when you say that, like I just get this, oh,
Yeah.
this very like, okay, you can't see me in the on the podcast, but I'm just like sinking into myself of relaxing in. And oh, it's remembering again who we are and go, oh yeah, I actually am that. When you say
Exactly.
that, you're like, oh, it's like a coming back, right? And going, oh yeah, keep reminding ourselves that. I need to keep a sticky note in front of me, but it's good, but at the same time, you need that. You have to, it's one thing is reading a sticky note, another thing is to embody that.
Practice. Activate, activate, activate.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. This has been amazing, as it always is. You guys go
Thank
check
you.
her out. She is amazing. If
Thank
you
you.
just want to be better in your life and your business and understand yourself and your business, she is the place to go.
Thank you.
She will really just shock and blow your mind with the way she teaches this and helps you to, like I said, I'm still using it 3 years later, so it's so valuable.
Thank you so much, Donna.
You are so welcome. All right, you guys, until the next time, I will see you then.